Hello and welcome to the Throat Chakra Explosion Podcast. I am your host, Anna Patricia, and welcome. If this is your first time here, I'm so excited to have you. And if you've been here before, welcome back. I am so excited to get into this podcast. We have a bunch of exciting topics to talk about. I'm recording on my computer this time, so please let me know through any method of social media, can comment anywhere, and let me know if the sound was okay. I am striving towards better equipment so I can produce the best quality podcasts for you all. Okay, let's get into it. So if you don't know, I'm a bunch of things. I'm an empath, which means I feel energy very deeply. I've always been this way. Only recently did I learn that's what it is called. I feel energy on a very deep level. I'm very sensitive to energy. I read energy. I don't go by labels. I don't care to go by too many labels, but everyone is a little bit psychic, by the way. So let me, I know I said that. I think I said that in my last one, but everybody's a little bit psychic. Everyone has intuition. It's not something that people like to label themselves with because it comes with a lot of spiritual stigma and evil. But really, when you start deep diving into spirituality, you go down the rabbit hole and you realize that we all have a lot of gifts. Some people have different gifts at different quantities. And some people are very good hearing. My husband is like very clairvoyant. He sees things. And he's been experiencing this since he was little. And he sees spirits, whereas I hear them. I hear them in my mind's eye and I hear them with my human ears. So everyone has different gifts. Also your intuition, that gut feeling, that is your higher self. That is your soul guiding you through life and giving you information to lead you in the right direction. Always trust your gut. With that being said, I am a little bit psychic. I'm a tarot reader. I'm intuitive. I'm a bunch of things. So let's get into it. In this episode, I wanted to talk about two different things. So we'll see if we can get those two topics on par here. So I want to thank you, first of all, for the first podcast, because for a small micro creator like myself, who's really doing this all by herself and researching and really trying to get everything up and going on her own with help from people who may be able to help me, I'm grateful for you being here and listening to the first one. If you listened, if you commented, I'm very grateful and I'm super excited because I have goals that I'm going to reach. I have people that I want to have on the podcast, people that you know, some people that you may not know that will help you in your spiritual journey to learn things. So I wanted to talk about relationships and I wanted to talk about how to live your best life and navigate through different relationships in your life. So some people come into this life with a lot of karma from their past life. Depending on what you did in your past life, who you were, think of it like put it on my tab kind of thing. How many things do you have racked up on your tab? Sorry, when I start to speak and when I start to get into that meditative, like channeling space, when I talk, I often like have a lot of coughing and hiccups and stuff. And that's literally just my throat chakra. It's opening up and these symptoms you'll experience too once you start speaking your truth. That's literally why I named this podcast Throat Chakra Explosion. Anyway, so yeah, some people come into this life with a lot of things that they didn't learn in other lives that we're here to try and learn and master in this new life. And also, if things were too imbalanced in their past life, then in this life, you're going to have to balance that out. So That's just kind of how it works. So, with that being said, it really depends. And what I've learned about people is that people tend to hold on to relationships. People don't know who they are outside of their relationships. And this can go for your family. Maybe you're tightly knit to your family. This goes for your friends. This goes for like just people, whoever you consider close, my people, regardless of how they feel about you. They like literally, some people are attached to others, relationships, partners, even children. And some people don't realize and don't know, number one, who they are outside of those connections, and they don't know how to navigate life or find their happiness or their joy in everyday life without their people. I've learned this through my time here in life, and I've learned this through meeting people, through knowing people, through getting to know people and learning about them and picking up on things. I realized that I was like this. I have abandonment trauma, and it just comes down to childhood. I didn't realize that I had these issues until somebody that I had in my life kind of brought it up to me. And this person was studying in school about psychology and all these kinds of things that children go through. And I think when they mentioned it, it was like an aha moment for me. And that's when I realized, wow, like, whoa, this is why when I held on to friends in the past, I was so happy when I was younger. I would go out in my high school days, in my college days, never mind high school, in my college and early 20s, I was living it up. I did all the things that a typical young person would do. And I had so many friends and connections, and I was like the happiest person. And then what happened in my life was those connections dropped. Doesn't matter. Well, that we can get into another time, but those connections ended, and I ended up alone. I'll never forget in college, I was friends with this girl, and she was my best friend, and we did everything together. And then all of a sudden, like, I remember one day, I found out that she was pregnant and she was having a baby shower. And she had told me nothing about this baby. And I thought, what in the actual fuck? What? Like, we're supposed to be best friends, and I had no friggin' idea that you were pregnant. She's like, well, you can come to the baby shower. And I thought, oh no. Oh my God. And as much as I wanted to hold on and have people, I said, screw that. And I lost connections with people. People, like, it just happens in life. But this also happens when your vibration is going higher, it's raising, your vibration is growing, and you're reaching your spiritual journey. People are going to fall from your life because you're no longer in the same timeline. So I didn't realize that that's what was happening until very, of course, the last couple of years studying all this stuff. And just I was dumbfounded. I had lost my friends, just stopped talking to me. Stupid issues were ha happening that would cause us to stop talking. People were mad at me for things. I was like, what the fuck? And I found myself left alone. I had no longer talked to the girls I was friends with in high school, and I felt like I had nobody. When you're so alone, and when you feel so alone, it is the saddest feeling in the entire world. And I went through a hard time because at that time, I met my husband, who I love and adore, and we are soulmates, and he's my best friend, and I'm so grateful for him. And I'm glad I found him at that time because I had just started my career, and I was at a really good job, and this was a great job. It was a government type job. I worked for the government. You know what I mean? And so I was starting my career and I was doing well in that aspect. I had my family who loved me and adored me and who gave me freedom to be myself. But I had no friends left. I had nobody. I had my husband, and he became my best friend, and he still is my best friend. And through that experience, where I am now, I mean, my abandonment trauma comes from childhood. So sometimes you don't realize where your attachment styles come from until you start deep diving and you go on this spiritual journey. Maybe it comes from somewhere. Maybe you're not attached, but you're disconnected and you don't let people in. That comes from somewhere too, right? And so I guess staying on the topic of relationships, I was very attached and I had to learn how to be okay with not living my social butterfly life like I was in college and high school. And I had to learn how to be a new person and be like mature, grown-up adult Anna who didn't go out like a butterfly every day and every weekend and who didn't have those girlfriend connections anymore because people weren't in my life. Whether I rejected them because I felt like they weren't good enough to be in my life and they weren't treating me well, or they were treating me poorly and let me go. And I'll tell you, 90% of the friendships, they let me go, but there was one or two where I kind of cut it off at that time for different reasons. And so even whether people cut you off or you make the choice to cut them off, it hurts either way. It hurts either way. And that was my journey. And I don't know if I'll talk about it on this podcast, but I did deal with alcohol abuse. Yeah, we're going really deep into this one today. So I don't know. That one, it might take a while, but admitting it is the first step. I can't say that I was a full-blown alcoholic, but there was like 2 years where living in this house that it really hit me like a ton of bricks. But anyway, I don't know if I want to deep dive into that yet, but it was hard. And so through my journey, and I met my husband when I was 23. We started dating when we were 24, and now I'm 32. And we've been together ever since. And now we're married and we're happy. And we've never broken up. We've never had time apart from each other. We've never taken a break. We've always been together and worked through our problems. I am very grateful and lucky for him because I don't know where I'd be without my husband. But also on the topic of not knowing who you are outside of your connections, that was my journey too. Even before I met my husband, I was learning how to be me and be alone without lovers, without friends, without connections. Your family is one thing, but when I say being alone, I mean in some aspects you could be totally alone and not have good family. And for that, and some people do go through that, and that's even harder. And I send you guys so much love if you're in that space, because that's not easy. But from what I experienced, I felt alone, and my journey over the last, what, I don't even know, like 10, 15 years has been learning to not attach myself to people even if they aren't good for me, and learn to say no. And be happy with myself. I know who I am now outside of people. If my husband were to leave me, or I were to leave him, or something didn't work out, or the friends that I have now stopped talking to me, yeah, it would suck and like I would be sad. But in my spiritual journey now, I would use it. I would use my pain and transmute my pain into power. And actually, if you're a Scorpios came here to transmute energy. So that is something I learned in my journey. Scorpios came here to transmute energy, which means they are good at taking pain and turning it into power and turning it into creativity. Okay. So if you're a Scorpio, know that. And if you've had aha moments in your life where you're like, wow, I've been through some shit, but I made it work. That's why, my friend. But either way, we can all do it. Just Scorpios, they are transmuters. Anyway, that was just a fun fact. So I know who I would be because I've been through the loss. I've been through being alone. I've been rejected by people who I wanted to have in my life forever. I had connections where I stopped talking to people for like 10 years and then we reconnected again. And I was always the chaser. But now in my life, if people leave me, I don't give two fucks because I put myself first. I come first. No one else is going to take care of me than me. My soul, my higher self chose me. It chose this body. It chose everything about me. And it knew that she could conquer all of her life's desires, her soul's desires in this lifetime on this planet as a human. And for that, I'm like, okay, bet, let's go. If you believe in me, then as a human with my ego mind, I have to believe in me. And also I'm stubborn. And so if people were to leave me in my life, I now, as the person I am in today, I would transmute that into power. I'd put it towards my business. I'd put it towards my podcast. I'd put it towards my readings, and I would turn pain into power. And I would show everyone, look what you lost. You lost something amazing. But also I'd prove it to myself that I can win. I could do this life with nobody. Let me just take a sip of my coffee here. That it's not easy, my friends. So tell me in the comments, what is your relationship style? What's your connections like? Are you avoidant attachment? Are you anxious attachment? You know what I mean? What kind of attachment style are you? Some people detach and some people don't let people in their life because they have been through so much and they've already experienced people leaving them. So now they don't want to go through that again, or they experienced something that hurt a lot. So it's their way to protect themselves. Some people are people pleasers type of relationships where you don't honor yourself and you just say yes to everything that people want you to do. And this goes for your family too. A lot of us don't want to be... I can hear my dog crying. Ella, mommy's doing a podcast, okay? I see you. She's so cute. Guys, real and authentic podcast here. I'm not going to cut out things. I'm going to leave it all in. Like, depending on what your attachment is, some people, everyone's very different. And it really depends on how you grew up. But what you have to understand is, what do you want from your life? Hi, baby. Hi. Yeah. Mama's here. People are going to hear you now. What do you want from your life? Ella, up. Up. Come on. Good girl. Okay. Sorry, guys. What do you guys want from your life? What do you want? What are your goals and dreams? What do you want to accomplish? How can you get there? What is stopping you from having the best relationships now? What's stopping you from that? What mistakes have you made now? What are you doing now that you know doesn't work? Now, you don't have to tell me or anyone else, but you have to admit it to yourself. What is not working for you? First of all, there needs to be balance in the world, okay? You have to have balance. Balance is the key to everything. If you're too much a people pleaser, that's not going to work. If you're too avoidant and detached, that's not going to work. You need to find balance. So depending where you are in your relationship journey, you need to find balance. For me, it was learning realizing that I had attachment styles because of situations I've been through. And I cried a lot. I spent so much money on psychics trying to figure out why people left me. Why did they do that? And then I came to a point where I realized, hold on, I'm putting my money towards figuring out why people did something to me, but that's just me giving my power away. I'm not learning the lesson here. The lesson is me. It doesn't matter. At this point, it doesn't matter why they left. The point is, if they are choosing to leave my life, then I don't want you in my life. If you so easily can get rid of me out of your life, I don't want you part of my journey. I don't want you there. Okay? And that's the reality of it. And now I don't care. You can leave my life. I'm still human and I have my moments where I slip up. And you will, because we are human and we're not meant to be perfect in this lifetime. We're meant to learn and grow. But I've come to a point where if you want to leave, leave, because I've been alone and I already know what that feels like. I already know. So you can't hurt me anymore. People can't hurt me anymore because I've been there. So now in my life, how do I maintain the best? How do I find relationships that are for my highest timeline? How do I find relationships that are for my highest good? I have such boundaries, and I did this with my partnerships, with my lovers, you want to say. When I was looking for a boyfriend before I met my husband, I had like a list of things that I wanted in a person, and I was very stubborn. And sometimes your stubbornness can come into a good play here. And I was so stubborn. I said, I want this, 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 this checked off. And if I can't find someone who's going to have all those checks for those boxes, and I don't want it, because I love my parents. They are my whole world, my best friends. But my parents are divorced. And as a child, when you go through that, it has an effect on you. And you don't, maybe you might not realize till later that it does affect you and how you live your life. And they didn't have an easy going when they were first divorced, but now they're the best of friends. And that doesn't always happen with divorced couples. So I know that. But my parents now are hilarious. I look at them and I'm like, guys, my inner child is like, where? Why? But I'm so happy that they are happy, and I'm happy that they're best friends. And you know what? I think they were meant to come into this life and actually meant to be best friends rather than lovers. They do so much better as best friends. And you know what? Sometimes they still argue, but then they come back together and they work it out, and it's amazing. And it's great because it helped to heal my childhood wounds around my parents divorcing. But I forget, see, I'm channeling, but I'm kind of losing my thought process here. So basically I don't need anybody now. And now in my life, I have such high standards because I've seen how hard it is to maintain a relationship. I saw what my parents went through, and I didn't want that. I wanted better. And with every generation, there should be better. If and when I have children, whatever I may do wrong, I'd like them to do better, right? And that's how we grow and evolve as a society and as humans, is we look at what went wrong. We admit that we know that was wrong. You take the good and you leave what you consider as bad and you keep going. So that's what I do. And that's how I got my husband. And he's amazing, guys. Also, astrology plays a huge role in who you're going to meet, when you're going to meet this person, and what types of relationships you'll have. That is a whole other podcast. Astrology and numerology play a massive role. Whether you want to believe it or not, that is okay. I'm studying numerology and astrology a little bit when I have time. And from what I've learned and reading my own birth chart, I was meant to have a very good partner. I was meant to be very lucky in love. That's where my luck in my life comes from. Everyone has luck in a certain area in their life, and mine was with my relationship with my husband. That's where my luck in this lifetime came. Not from friends, maybe even not from money, but it's going to come from that. And that's just my story. You may have luck somewhere else, right? Which is super amazing. So that also plays a huge role. Your life path number plays a huge role into what kind of luck you're going to have in this life and how it's going to play out. But we can go into astrology in another podcast. I really just wanted to touch on relationships, depending what your attachment style is. Now, people often don't have boundaries, or they have too many boundaries. It is good to have boundaries, but you have to come to a point where you understand that you may be using boundaries as a way to stop yourself and continue being detached, right? Someone says, oh, how come you let that person go? They were so good. You say, yeah, he or she didn't meet my boundary or my list. So I had things I was looking for and they didn't meet that. Well, if you're an avoidant person, maybe you're using your boundaries as a way, as an excuse. And maybe you don't have enough boundaries. Everything comes back to balance. In life and in this world, the universe will always balance things out naturally, but you also have control over your own life. There's a million different timelines that you can live in. Essentially, science and research has shown that we live in a holographic universe, reality. It's fake. It's a dream world. Really, when we go to sleep at night and we're dreaming, air with my air quotes, you're not dreaming. You're actually going back to what's real. You're recuperating your energy. You're making decisions. You're communicating with your people, your soul, your spirit team, and then you're coming back. And when we wake up, this is the dream. Okay. That's why so many timelines are possible, is because this reality is not real. But it's hard for our human mind to understand that. People that channel have shown this. Research and science and physics has shown this. So anything is possible. What do you want? I want you guys after this podcast to look at your friendships, look at your relationships. And I want you to make a list of things that you can admit to yourself where you might be going wrong, where you might be making poor choices that are not leading you to the desire you want. Be honest with yourself. Really be honest, because that's the first step. Of course, only if you want to. Remember, if you don't do the work for anything, you get what you put in, okay? Ne then I want you to make a list of all the good things that you do, that you know you succeed in with your relationships in life, whether that's being a lover or your friendships or your work connections, or even on a day-to-day basis, how you interact with people. And now I want you to make a third list, and I want you to write your goals, dot desires, and dreams, but I want you to write them as if they've already happened. Okay? Write it in your notes, or you can write it in a journal, however you want. You can even use the voice app on your phone and record it that way. And I want you to keep that. And I want you to start, if you'd like, of course, start working towards the things that you know you may not be doing right that are going to catapult you into your highest timeline. Try working on those things. Now, the new year is coming up, so this is the perfect time. Although I always say this, January is not the real new year. It's April when Aries season starts, because Aries is the first zodiac and that's the beginning of our new year. It's when the sun, sorry, not the sun. Yeah, it's when Aries is like the first. It's spring is here and everything's starting over, and that's when we should be manifesting. So anyway, but you know, just for shits and giggles, the new year, quote unquote, the new year is coming up in January. So this is the perfect time to start. I mean, anytime. You can do this anytime, but if I know people like looking forward or towards dates and having like important dates to help them do things. Start doing that and working on these things. Give yourself 6 months, even 3 months, and then come back on this podcast and tell me what you have changed and how it's improved your relationships. Now, I also want to talk about the relationship to yourself. Your relationship with yourself is so damn important, because first I want to say the goals and dreams that you have for your life, you need to start surrounding yourself with the people that already have and are living the type of life and the reality that you want. So the people that are living that reality that you want, those are the type of people that you need to surround yourself with. Maybe you don't know them and you guys just follow each other on social media. Okay, we'll send them a message and say, "Hey, I really like this post. It inspired me." You don't have to say anything at all. Just start reading their stuff. Start learning from them. They got there somehow. The people that you don't know on, I know social media is how we connect now. So find people that inspire you, that already have what you want, and try and learn from them. And those are the people. The people you surround yourself with in your life play a huge role in how people perceive you, and what opinion they have of you, and also I mean, essentially opinions don't matter of how others think of you. But what I'm trying to say is how you start treating yourself is how people are going to start treating you. I want to give you an example. I noticed recently, I don't know how or why, I know I've been working on myself and I have been working on, like, I am the main character in this life and in my life. I'm the main character and I deserve the best of the best. Why shouldn't I? So does everybody else, but I'm not worried about everyone else. I worry about me because I'm me and no one else is going to worry about me than me. This is my avatar. This is my body, my meat suit. This is my reality. So I want to see what I can do. What kind of magical things can I create? And it starts with your inner work. Nothing can come of greatness than change. Nothing good grows in stagnant energy. Nothing good grows in comfort. Something as simple as I didn't want to put my laundry away this morning. Well, I did it and I changed the bed sheets and I made the bed. I opened the windows and I felt so damn good. Suddenly the energy felt different and suddenly I felt better. I was like, ah, and you feel proud of yourself. That's what I'm talking about. So I remember it was like 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, my coworker started treating me to Starbucks. People started complimenting me. Even in the last 6 months, like my boss was telling me, oh, you're so positive all the time. Or people were checking in on me. Are you okay? How are you doing? Like people actually gave a shit. And this is not something that I paid attention on. And I'm very, when it comes to work and people, like I pay attention to that. And I was like, huh, interesting. Very interesting. And it was those small things that were changing. Some people that are my acquaintances and friends started complimenting me on my social media business with the podcast and even just with my TikTok and my Instagram. And I was like, wow, like you feel people are supporting me there. It was just like a slight energy change and I liked it. And it meant that I'm doing something different and my reality is mirroring that back to me. If I love myself, and I put good food in my body, good water, good drinks in my body. I take care of my body. If I am good to my mind and I work on my mental health, body, mind, and soul, and mental health, if I started working on all of those things, not to perfection because perfection does not exist in this lifetime. Actually, in any lifetime, there is no perfect. Maybe our higher selves are perfect. But we are not. But you can reach a level of something in this reality that seems so perfect. And that's what I strive towards. Turn your pain into power. Start loving yourself. You are the main character. Walk around as if everybody already knows who you are and they really love your energy. They love your energy and you need to walk around and be a little bit cocky. And I think we look at this wrong. We need to start looking at this confidence. You know that song by Demi Lovato? That's literally what's coming in my mind. How does it go? What's wrong with being confident? Literally, go find that song, listen to it, go watch the video, whatever you need to do, and listen to it every day. Because that is literally it. What is so damn wrong with being confident? Being confident doesn't mean that you think you're the best and you're above everyone else and everyone else is your little mice and they do things for you. No, everyone is beautiful and amazing in their own way. And everyone has beauty and has the potential to be the best version of themselves in this lifetime. Whether you take action on that and you start working on yourself, that's up to you. No one else can do that. So how do you change your reality? How do you change what you see in your reality and how people treat you? You start treating yourself the best. Actually, tap into that Leo energy. I have a Leo stellium in my chart. A stellium is when you have three or more planets in one sign. And so that's really exciting. And then when you start learning your astrology chart, you start learning about like where your strengths are. But So for me, whether I have that or not, I'm tapping into that energy all the time. Because if you're a balanced Leo and a healed Leo, because there's always an unhealed version of every zodiac sign, but if you are a balanced and a healed Leo, where you're operating from love, unconditional love, like that Christ consciousness, that Christ-like love, but you're still confident, that's literally it for me. That's literally it. I have unconditional love. Jesus came here to teach the world about unconditional love. And that's what I try and embody every day while also maintaining boundaries because you don't want people to take advantage of you or step all over you. But at the same time, being confident AF because you deserve it. Why don't you deserve it? How did people like Bill Gates get to where they are? How? Some of these big people were average people and started off in their garage or their room studying or learning something, and it may have been in the stars for them, but they may have just taken action on that and believed in themselves enough. So this is what I mean. Believe that everything is going to work out for you, and it literally will. I have no idea where my podcast is going to go. I have no idea where my Instagram or my TikTok account's going to go. But all I can do is believe in it and not give up on it because giving up on those things is giving up on myself. I've realized that now. And I would never give up on myself. You can take breaks and have moments where you pause to recuperate and collect your thoughts, but then get back up and keep going. It's like working out. It's like working out or studying for something. You may take a break to recuperate, collect yourself, and then get back to it. And if something's not working, figure out what it is and find a different way to make it work. So, this is also something I recommend. Start surrounding yourself with the people that inspire you, that you aspire to live a life similar to what they've already obtained. If there's people in your life that you know are no longer serving you, then maybe it's time to distance yourself with love and respect always, but distancing yourself. Okay? Sometimes people do things that they don't even realize they're doing. It's just part of their unconditional like habits. And sometimes people realize it. But either way, they might learn it later on. Why you let them go. And if they don't, it really doesn't matter. As long as you have respect and love, you need to do what's best for you. I'll give you an example. Okay. I was following this beautiful and amazing creator. She's a psychic, she's a medium, she's a channel for extraterrestrial beings. She's amazing. She's so gifted. And her information is beautiful. And her business is beautiful. And I was so inspired by her. But I didn't even realize that I was doing things and I was asking for one of her services, but I was asking if she could change it for me so I could talk about other things and do other things within the specific service she provided. And I didn't realize that it came across as me trying to take advantage of her offers, her business offers, because that was her life's work. She put her heart and soul into her business. And in order for me to grow and evolve, I have to admit where I've gone wrong. And I realize that now. And I remember her messaging me, and she was very polite about it and basically told me that she wasn't the right coach for me. That we were no longer aligned. She said to me, actually, I saved the message because I really wanted to study it and understand what she said. So I have it here. She says, "To be honest, I think that's something that should have been asked before booking the session. It feels manipulative, and this is not the first time that I felt you trying to manipulate my offers. I don't feel good about having a session with you, and I need to protect the integrity of my business. I do wish you the best, but I do not think I'm the right psychic or coach for you. This is not an offense against you as a person. This is not the right energetic match for me." And I remember when she said that to me, my whole world at that moment fell apart because imagine someone you love you look up to, literally telling you that you're being manipulative and goodbye. But she was so kind and respectful about it while still putting up boundaries. And that's why I saved that message, because I wanted to learn from her. And unfortunately, I respected her. I stopped following her. I don't buy services from her anymore. Maybe one day she'll let me back into her journey. But at the same time, this business she was running was a spiritual business, but it was her life's work. And she put her heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears into everything. And I respected her for that. It hurt me though. I cried. I remember crying a little bit because it was someone I looked up to. But then it was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize how I was being. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that's how I was coming across. And sometimes in life, people are going to let you go and you may not realize it in that moment, but maybe later on you'll be like, oh, you know what? That's why they let me go. And then you work on that part of yourself, and that's how you become one step closer to the best version of yourself. So I learned from that, and actually I loved her message so much, and I figured if that ever happens to me in my business, I love how polite and respectful she was, yet she was assertive with boundaries. And so I would say the same thing if and when a situation like that ever happened to me. So it's give and take here, right? If people cut you off, maybe, and only you know if they were being ridiculous and if it was bullshit. And if it was, then they're not meant for you. But if you have to cut somebody off because they're being ridiculous and manipulative, don't feel bad, because whether they realize it or not, this is your journey, and that's their lesson to learn. That's their thing to work on. And they may very well realize it later on. You may never know that, but they may. And hopefully that will catapult them into their best timeline. Essentially, if you don't take care of yourself and put boundaries, no one else is going to do that for you. Okay. So that's what I also want you to work on, if you'd like, is to let go of those people who no longer serve you. And it may feel small. You may feel lonely at first. Your circle may feel small, but it will grow, because guess what? You're going to grow and evolve. You're going to start healing yourself from the inside out. And then once you start doing the inner work that needs to be done in order to live and be the best version of yourself in this lifetime on this planet called Earth, you'll start attracting the best types of people in your life. I'm telling you, the best. I really hope that this podcast has made sense. I hope that it has served you well. I hope that it was exactly what you needed to hear at this time. I am very grateful for everyone who comes here. My next episode, I'm going to try and focus on numerology and astrology, depending what I feel called to talk about though. But if you have any other recommendations, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to rate it. I am so grateful for you, and I am so grateful for this podcast. Remember that you have the power to change your reality. No one else but you. Embody that Scorpio energy. Transmute that energy. Turn your pain into power. I love you, and I wish you only the best.